Hello. Thanks for joining me today and welcome to this week's episode. My name is Blessing Aladis, I'm your business English coach for Middle Eastern business owners. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello, Middle Eastern founders, how are you doing? All right, today we will talk about how you can talk confidently in English during business meetings or business events. Do you have no confidence to talk in English during meetings? You have a lot of words you want to say in English during meetings with your clients and partners. However, you can't say them confidently. How long do you want to continue? You try many times to say what you have in mind in English, but you always make embarrassing errors. So avoid those embarrassing errors in English during meetings. You say a few words in English and keep quiet. In the same words, you, a lot of Middle Eastern founders with weak English skills, keep quiet because they have no confidence to talk in English. You want to talk confidently in English without worrying about grammar errors. You want your clients, partners, and investors to view you as a business owner who has strong English. You want to negotiate deals confidently in English, but it doesn't fly obvious only exists in your mind because you are not making any progress in improving your English skills for your business. However, if you are a Middle Eastern founder and you are tired of making those embarrassing errors in English during meetings, and you are tired of keeping quiet when you need to talk in English, and you want to learn how to talk confidently in English during meetings and events, I need to you to use the tips that I will give you today many times to learn how you can develop strong confidence to help you talk confidently in English, to help you talk well in English. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this business English podcast with your friends and your business friends and family. All right, until the next. Are you a successful business owner but have weak English skills? Your business is growing fast in other countries, but your English skills are not improving. You ask yourself, why is my English so bad? In the same way as you, Amin is a Middle Eastern founder whose business grew faster in other countries. But his English skills didn't improve as fast as his business. He was tired of being embarrassed by his weak English during important meetings with his clients and partners. He messaged me on WhatsApp and explained how he spent a lot of money to develop strong English for his business, but made little progress. Amin signed up for the 101 VIP English program for Middle Eastern founders for 8 months. He showed up for 101 live English classes to improve his weak English skills. He took action every day to use his English skills for his business by using the daily action assignments. He showed up 5 times a week to get 5 minutes video support on his assignment to develop strong English for his business. After 8 months, Amin said this, "I'm happy I chose Blessing because she understands me well. She's ready to listen to me and make my learning process easy." From Amin, UAE. He knew he had to put in time and effort to develop the strong English his business needed to grow more internationally. Can you see how great it would be if you develop strong English skills to support your booming business? When you are ready to improve your English skills, these are the two ways I help Middle Eastern founders like you. The first one has developed strong English skills within 8 months to grow your business in other countries and make more money. Join the 101 VIP English coaching program for VIP Middle Eastern founders like you. Investment starts from $4,275 per month to $12,825 per month. Make your clients, partners, and investors see you as an international business owner with the help of RLS documents in English, premium English proofreading, editing, reviewing, and writing of your top secret documents in English. The investment starts at $2,500 per month for 10 pages of your top secret documents every month. Also, you will get 24-hour delivery If you've been a minister and founder for more than 10 years and have weekly skills, you can send me a message with the word strong. Kindly go to www.friendlylycoach.com/link. Tap on the link. All right. This is what you do. Go to the description of this Business English podcast. Anywhere you're listening to me, check out the description. All right. Are you there? Good. Let's move on. Kindly look for www.friendlylycoach.com/link. 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 Check the description of that Business English podcast. Tap on it, and once you tap on it, you will see a WhatsApp icon on the side in the messenger icon. Tap on the messenger icon or the WhatsApp icon to send me a message with the word strong, and let's talk about how you can develop strong English for your business. How can you talk confidently in English when you do this? You keep quiet when you need to talk to your clients in English. You don't want to be judged because of your weak English. When do you want to start talking confidently in English? You are ashamed of your weak English. You fear that you will make grammar errors when you talk. You fear that your grammar errors will make your clients in business judge you. After all, no one loves to be judged. However, when you keep quiet, you can't use your English speaking skills. When you don't use your English speaking skills, how can you develop strong confidence to talk during meetings? Still, I have three tips that can help you talk confidently in English during meetings and many more tips. But let's start with the three. And the first one is talk in English for at least 1 to 5 minutes every day during meetings. And the second one is you will always make mistakes. So don't be afraid to make mistakes when you talk in English during meetings. And the last one for now is don't wait to be perfect before you start talking in English. Although this can only work for you when you use them many times. You can talk confidently in English when you are ready to learn more. Do you think you have an English problem? Good news, you are also the solution. Reach out to me when you want to develop strong English for your business. Imagine how great it will be when you develop strong English skills that can make everyone see you as an international business owner. You tell yourself that you're ready to talk confidently in English during meetings, but you don't know how to do that. You think too much about your words in English because you don't want to make grammar errors. In the same way as you, a lot of meetings and founders with weak English skills keep quiet because they have no confidence to talk in English. If you're a medicine founder and you're tired of making those embarrassing errors in English during meetings, all you need to do is for you to listen up to the last part of this Business English podcast to get the remaining tips that I made for medicine founders like you. 7 ways to develop strong English skills faster. Even if you have weak English skills, and even if you are a busy business owner, it has been more than 5 years, but you still don't have the strong English skills you want. You have been using different methods to improve your English skills, but you don't know what methods are working for you. Sometimes you ask yourself, can I develop strong English for a business? I have good news for you. You can develop strong English for a business. You can speak English confidently during meetings. You can develop strong English to grow your business internationally. Also, you can learn how to do this by following the tips that I will give you. So you can get the 7 fast ways made for medium-sized founders like you to learn how to develop strong English for your business. You will learn how you can speak English confidently during meetings. You will learn how you can reply to business emails and write business documents in English. You will learn how you can read documents better in English without using translators every day. How you can listen to your clients, partners, and investors' words in English and understand them. Here are the details to get yours. And the first one is your full name, and the second one is the email address you use every day. Kindly go to www.finladycoach.com/link. Go to the description of this Business English podcast. Once you're there, tap on the link you say, So you'll be taken to a web page, and then you will see a pop-up, 1-7 fast ways to improve your business English. Tap on that, put in your full name and your email address. Also, if you can't see that, it's fine. All you need to do is for you to scroll down a bit, and then you will say free business English tips. Tap on that and put in your full name and your email address. All right, let's move in. Is it hard to develop strong English skills for your business? Or you're ashamed to make grammar errors in English? Is it hard to develop strong English for your business? Or you are not tired of your weak English? Is it hard to develop strong English for your business? Or you are not ready to reply to emails and write documents better in English? You need to take action to get what you want. Just like Amanda Midistan founder, whose business grew faster in other countries, but his English skills didn't improve at all. As a matter of fact, his English skills didn't improve as fast as his business. He was tired of being embarrassed by his weak English during important meetings with his clients and partners. He messaged me on WhatsApp and explained how he spent a lot of money to develop strong English for his business, but made little progress. After 8 months of working with me, Amin said this, I'm happy I chose Blessing because she understands me. She's ready to listen to me and to make my learning process easy. You know what? You are the key to developing strong English for your business. That's why I'm here to help you develop strong English skills for your business. When you're ready to improve your English skills, these are the two ways I help Midistan founders like you. And the first one is develop strong English skills within 8 months to grow your business in other countries and make more money. Join the 101 VIP English coaching program for VIP Midistan founders like you. Investment starts from $4,275 per month to $12,825 per month. And the second one is make your clients, partners, and investors see you as an international business owner. With the help of RLS documents in English, premium English proofreading, a detailed rewriting, and reviewing of your top secret documents in English, the investment starts at $2,500 per month for 10 pages of your top secret documents every month. That's it, you will get 24-hour delivery. Have you been a Midistan founder for more than 10 years? And have weak English skills, kindly go to www.friendlylycoach.com/link, tap on the description of this business English podcast, and then you say www.friendlylycoach.com/link, tap on that to send me a message directly on WhatsApp or on Facebook Messenger. All right, let's move on. Also, please do not forget to buy me coffee or to donate monthly to support me, all right, and also, do not forget to use the tips that I will give you today to improve your English skills, to help you talk confidently in English during meetings. And the fourth tip that I have here for you is this: before every meeting with your clients, partners, and investors, practice what you will say. This will help you build your confidence when you are talking to your clients, partners, or investors in English. And the fifth one is don't rush when you're talking in English during meetings. All right? Speak calmly and clearly during meetings. And the next one is, that's the fifth one. Oh, that's the sixth one, my bad. Okay. Sixth one. Use your hands and face when you talk to your clients, partners, and investors to help them understand you better. All right, use your hand and face sometimes to demonstrate, to show, to add a bit of expression to what you're saying so they can understand you better. All right, and also use your hands sometimes. I said sometimes, I didn't mean every time while you're talking, no, that'll be too distracting. Sometimes, when you're talking, to help you explain better, and also to help them understand you well. And also, the last one, and the most important part is do not give up. No matter what you do, no matter what level you are now, don't give up because there's no point in giving up. You already come so far. All right? Thanks for joining me and for listening up to this moment. I love you and leave you. Take care and
Whoa, this has been up so much. Thank you. Alright. I appreciate you with all my heart and please do not forget to like, subscribe and share this podcast. Also, do not forget to get free business English tips from me to Hisan business owners. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. Need more free time, era for business documents, business guardrails, and 100% privacy, premium English proofreading, and editing of your important business documents, DM proofread. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM proofread. Join 101 VIP English coaching programs for medium-sized business owners. It's only for 8 to 12 months. Step-by-step English coaching programs to help medium-sized business owners get more business deals and expand their business internationally with improved business English skills within 8 to 12 months. DM 101, go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM 101. Alright, how do you spell friendlilycoach.com? I'm sure you can see my name, Friend Lily Coach, write it together in small letters and add .com/link. You can also check the description of this podcast episode and the user from lilycoach.com/link. Tap on it and tap on WhatsApp to DM me now. Thanks once again for joining me and see you next time. Bye.